So you've taken the full assessment and your scores have come back, and they came back with your primary quality as the team player and your secondary quality as the creative idealist. Now, sometimes these combinations are rare, and if I don't see them very often, and I've seen thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people I've worked with on this, sometimes I will suggest that you go back and take a look at the combination and decide if there might be a slightly different combination. The team player by nature is a person who is a caring, giving, wonderful, self-sacrificing love of a person, very solid, strong, often big heart, big hugging, loving type of body that loves the energy of relationship and strength and warmth and depth. And the creative idealist, on the other hand, which is the second, tends to be very thin and light and up in their head and spinning all the time and not very connected. And so what I would suggest that you look at is that the questions that you, the answers that you gave on the creative idealist may come from a knowledgeable achiever. And the knowledgeable achiever secondary is more common with the team player. And knowledgeable achiever can also be doing a lot of thinking. And if you're team playing all the time, and you also have a lot of thoughts about sort of the right way to do it and how it ought to go, or you're highly critical of yourself and spinning in your head about what you ought to be doing and why you should be doing it, or critical of yourself or you're giving too much or you're not, all this stuff, some of that can come from knowledgeable achiever. So with that said, I'm going to go forward with what the combination of team player and creative idealist would look like and be in your life. And it's important that you take a look at that. And remember that you can take the test 3 times. And after you hear what I have to say about this combination, you may say, no, that's not totally me. Maybe there is a little stronger sort of broader vision that the knowledgeable achiever has, a little more sort of organizationally structured. Because the team player, or along with an organizational structurer of the knowledgeable achiever, is pretty common. A person who does a lot of things and can be helpful and be a manager of a business, things like that. The creative idealist, on the other hand, is really not present and sort of spinning. Now, the way it would probably look, and the ways I've seen the creative idealist come in the team player, is that the team player quality within you is a quality that you came into the world and it wasn't very safe to be a team player. It wasn't very safe to be anywhere. And so you're constantly trying to help and trying to help your mom or your dad, and whatever level of rejection or abuse or just rules that they gave to you, or there were too many children and you didn't have a place in the world, those types of things could have triggered you to not want to be here. And often when someone says, I have a, the creative idealist comes up for them, either as a primary or a secondary, it may mean that was used as a defense to avoid. And so you want to ask yourself, was my childhood environment so hard for me to be this soft, loving, caring, compassionate person that I am as a team player, so much so that I spent a lot of time just out of my body, just avoiding, just like not jumping in and helping, which was my nature, but to literally realize that every time I jumped in, it was more painful than when I just stayed out. And so if you have the team player with the creative idealist, you may find that you do have a hard time connecting with people, even though you're surrounded by people. If you're a team player, remember, just by the law of attraction, you are always going to be attracting lots of people to you. If you are pretty much alone in the world and you're not having people around you and you don't, or you aren't attracted to people, the team player may not be your thing. You may be a creative idealist that was taught when you come into the world, you better be taking care of other people. That's the only value that you have. And that's the only good thing that people, good people take care of other people. And your creative idealist may be thinking of ways to take care of other people because that was sort of the life. So you want to make sure that, you know, the team player with a creative idealist is not something I see a lot. I see team players that have stayed out of their lives and use the creative idealist as an escape, but it's not the creative idealist like the scientific thinking and the brilliance of new ideas and bringing that down to the world. It's not like that at all. It's much more fear-based. And so I want you to sort of decide what were those questions you answered about being in your head and spinning? Were they more the fear of you're a very gentle person, and by the nature of being a team player, you are a gentle person, you are a giver. It's important for you to embrace that quality, that you are by nature a giver, a caretaking person, a person who would sacrifice yourself for someone else. And this is important to understand, that the team player quality is a quality, it's the one of the five profiles that actually can put other people's needs ahead of their own. Of course, all of them will say they do, but it's the team player, it's only the team player that can do it. And charismatic leaders will actually get on a mission and a quest that they internally, it's like, my quest is this, and they will actually die for their cause and seem like, well, they're dying for other people's, good, but truthfully, it was their cause that they were dying for. The team player is actually willing to sacrifice your needs for other people's needs. And so what happens is that you will make vows when you come into the world around that. And if you are a team player with creative ideals, two things will happen. One is you will vow to always put family first, never have your needs come first, always take the last piece of cake, always stand in the back, never be seen, never make waves, always be nice. These are all vows that you make, and what happens is that those vows force you to be something, everything to everybody, and so you become selfless. So you're basically saying, myself doesn't exist. I don't get to exist. My vow is I will be selfless, and that selfless means that you're not actually caretaking, giving, being able to enjoy giving as much as you can. What happens is that you do what's known as people-pleasing. So when you make those vows, it creates a situation where you are people-pleasing other people rather than really enjoying them and coming into a relationship with them. And so as a team player, your number one thing you love to do is be with people. Family, friends. You call, and when you're not with them, you call them on the phone, you connect with them. And whereas a creative idealist will be out, if you actually have the creative idealist as your secondary, what'll happen is that you will have a very creative way of always being with people, of always connecting with them. You may have a huge Facebook and online following and friends where you are connected all over the world to people, and your team player has this creative idealist behind it with this brilliance of how do I then make it even more fun for all the people that I take care of. And so that's an important quality. The creative idealist isn't just a fear element. It's a creative force in the world and newness and brilliance. And so you are a team player and you're always like, let's all get together and we're going to do a ropes course, or we're going to, you know, let's all meet in the islands, or let's do whatever it is that's brand new and fresh. That will be how you're going to bring your power, your, you know, into your relationships. And so this deep ability to care about other people, it's important to understand that when you look in other people's eyes, you're not already thinking, I'm going to tell this person who they are. You're looking in there and you're saying, who are you? Let me help you. And so your mission as a team player is to help other people achieve their life purpose. Your life purpose is to help others achieve their life purpose. And so it's sort of like, well, how can that be? How can that be my life purpose? It is. It's your life purpose. Just like the emotional intelligence specialist, life purpose is to love and be love and to hold love. And whatever they're doing, they can do it in business, they can do it, but that's their life purpose. It's the knowledgeable achiever whose job is to create businesses and organize and structure and build. And it's their job, their business to have business. Your business is to be involved in business, in relationships, that where you get to be a deep source of unity, a deep source of if you have the creative idealist, deep source of being a part of the team and also giving great ideas to the team, but not forcing them, but just saying, hey, what do you think about doing it this way? I'd be happy to stay late tonight and help out with this. And you have this energy that keeps going, because if with that combination, team players are very strong in their body, and you want to take a look and make sure you've got to be strong in your body. And now creative idealists are very wiry and high energy. So if you have those two together, you're a person who's strong and driven and supportive and have people's back, but also high energy to try new things and add things in and to do things in a creative way. So the types of vows, that you will never have needs, I will always be the peacemaker in my family, may have sort of stuck with, especially if you have the fear part of the creative idealist, you've stuck with, whereas the creative idealist the thinker will often say, I'm going to be invisible. Well, you might have chosen that as well. So that I'm going to be invisible vow may be part of what pulls you back and keeps you from really stepping into your relationships. So on the other side of that, the real power within you, and remember, those vows have limited you. They were how you survived. They aren't who you are. They're how you decided, this is the way I'm going to express myself. But the truth is that you've got so much more. And I'm free to honor my self-worth and my own soul and my own gifts. And so by honoring your own self-worth, you realize that the gift of giving your love, your attention, your friendship, when you give someone your friendship, you are giving them one of the greatest gifts they will ever have. You are a friend. You are teaching them the value of friendship. And none of the other profiles really understand friendship. Not the way you do. They don't understand that there is that giving of the heart and sharing selflessly in a relationship and just enjoying the relationship, just have a relationship, not because it's going to do something for you, not because you're going to get anything back from it, but just to be in a relationship. That's your gift in the world. It's an incredible gift. I will teach the world what compassion and care looks like for itself and others. And it's important, the self and others. You teach people how to care. It's like when someone calls up and says, you know, I've got this, and you show up, with dinner, or you show up and you help them, or if they're a person who is going through chemotherapy, you are at their house and you're driving them and you're helping them, and you just make time, or a friend is trying to get to the airport and you're like, that's no problem, I can take you, and you go not because you want to be a servant or a taxi driver, you go because it's more time you can spend with them and you enjoy them. You've got a creative idealist in there, you'll creatively think up something to do while you're in town. So, and you will learn that when you were a child, you made a vow to never say no and have someone mad at you about saying no. So you'd always say yes, even when you meant no. Now you're stepping into this boundary, setting a boundary and saying, okay, I have to say no, but I don't want to. I'm not a person who can negate another person. So when someone asks me for something, I say no, but I would really love to do it. I really would love to do it. Maybe I can help you with that in another day, but I have to say no right now because this is what I need. And you may even ask other people and say, I would love to help you with some, with your project here, but I need to ask you something. I need help with mine right now because this is what's up for me right now. And so learning to do that from the heart is so important for you as a team player. The lower self and higher self qualities of the team player with the creative idealist are going to be that you can be very childlike and sort of, you know, wide-eyed and kind of, you know, the creative idealist is like, oh, wow, look at the world the way it is. And the team player is like, well, what are we going to do? And someone, and people will say to you, what do you want to do? And you'll never have an answer for them. It's like, well, what do you want to do? And the child's always like, I don't care. I just want to do what you want to do. And know that that's an incredible quality. And the other side of that is that their childlike quality is that you love to play and be in relationship with other people. You play well with others. You are a person who was born to play well with others and to teach all of us what does it look like to play well with others. And the other thing that you will be, creative idealists are great martyrs. They're great sort of like, oh, you know, they will sacrifice themselves. And that quality within you that when someone knows you, you have their back to the depth where you would actually die for them or their cause, and not necessarily actually die, kill, but really, you know, really do whatever it takes to support another person. And when you're in relationship with people, you love to help them achieve their highest purpose. And the reason that you can do it is because your gift is when you look in someone's eyes, you see their highest purpose. You see their greatest strength. And then you want to help them with that. And by doing that, that seeing that is your life purpose. It is your gift. It's one of your great life purposes to be able to see that quality. And if you've got a creative idealist along with that, you can help them in lots of ways and be incredibly creative in how you're going to help them achieve their goals. And you are just as happy with their success as yours. And that's a really important thing to get, because oftentimes parents won't admonish that you were happy that you were on a team that did really well and you weren't the home run hitter. You weren't the one that did the big thing. You were just happy to be on there. And they're like, hey, you got to get your own thing. And so you may have vowed to be a charismatic leader or be a knowledgeable achiever or be a thinker and out of your body. But the truth is that you love supporting other people. Everything you do is designed to help people to find their purpose in life. And if you've got the team player and the creative idealist, you have got a combination where you are going to be in relationships with people and bringing brilliant ideas to them and helping them as a teacher, maybe, or as a you know, you'll find a way to do that. And so it's important that as you step into your power right now, you step into, you need to be in relationship with people. Isolating will never work for you. You need to bring, if you're creative idealist, you need to bring creative brilliance to these relationships. And so a teacher would be an ideal situation for you, because that you've got that brilliance and you really care about people. And it's not about making the big money. It's about helping others go on. And so you might be if you're in a corporation or a bigger business, you're the one who does the training and the upgrades rather than be out there on the sales field. You know, you're going to be the one who cares about other people and does the work that needs to happen to make the whole business successful. So when you are a team player, when you're embracing your team player, you are the best friend anybody's ever had. And when you are in your creative idealist, you are brilliantly able to see qualities in yourself and other people and situations that make it fun to play and be alive with them. So enjoy being your team player.